Thoughts at the end of that? One all draw?
I think it's a fair result. If I'm being honest and trying not to be biased, I think we didn't get going the first half. We've given a horrendous goal away, which, you know, is hard to believe when where the players are going and what they're doing. I just don't understand that. And then we've got back at them straight away. And we've probably shaded the second half. But I would, being honest, I think a draw was probably a fair result for both teams.
You'd be disappointed the fact that their goal came from your corner. And okay. Can I ask you why Miguel was taking corners before? He has done it in the past, but given how good Stephen McPhail was a week ago, why is he taking it?
It didn't come from the corner. We actually had the corner. We got away.
Still up from the previous one.
We got away from it. Got away with it because we didn't miss out the first man. We've then had the throw. Mm. We've then given it away from the throw. And I don't know where the two lads that should have been at the back, where they went. I'm trying to still figure that one out. I mean, why? I just don't understand. Why take the throw as quick as we did? Get yourself all set. And Miguel, we just thought that to give us a variation because he can whip a good ball in, you know, he has done it in the past. But we're trying to save Steve's legs, going all the way over to the corner because, I mean, the kid's thighs and hamstrings are screaming at the moment. It was touch and go whether he played. And the problem we do have, which will be fine now, is we've got Lewis, we've got Roger, we've got Steve McPhail, and we've got Matty, all trying to get to a level of fitness through playing games. And the problem is, if you do it in pre-season, there's no points up for grabs. But in this one, and I think it took them a while, certainly took Stevie and all them to get going. But it's just difficult because I feel for them, I'm frustrated, but I'm more angry with the goal that we give away because it's as if we just switched off. People can't just leave the duties because we've got a throw. And we know the culprits, we know that. It doesn't take a genius to work it out. But they've got to realise that, you know, we got caught from a throw the other night and we get caught from our throw. It's not their throw, it's our throw today. And that's where it's just frustrating. But I would have to say a point was probably a fair result on the game. They probably had the better of the first half. And we've certainly had the better of the second half.
That said, you should have been in front, shouldn't you, at half-time, Matty?
Yeah, Matty's chance. Just a bit unfortunate. Anywhere else it goes in. But that's the chance. I think if you've got a sharper Matty, it's not body-wise, but brain-wise, I think that's a goal. Mm. He was really, really suffering when he come off. And the longer you leave them, I mean, we left Stevie on because he needs the games. He does need it. Roger will get by on his enthusiasm and everything else. And then Lewis, I thought Lewis the first half took a while to get that second wind in. But our tempo was started in the first half by we kicked off and we kicked it straight out of play.
Yeah,
I'm tongue in cheek. Sometimes I feel like telling them. To kick it out of play and then we'll do the opposite. It's like just I thought the fans again were brilliant. They're sticking with us. They see it. They dug in today. At least they fought and they scrapped and they made little things happen. But we've got to have better quality going into the box. We had a spell in the second half where we've probably had a good 10-15 minutes where we've gone in some great positions. And we just didn't miss that first defender out, or we didn't find someone in there. And we work so hard at it. They do work so hard at it, getting the balls in. But there's not 20,000 looking round. So it becomes a little bit easier and a little bit more relaxed. And if we can get from on the training ground to onto the main pitch here, because we get it away. You saw that on Tuesday. We get it away. We've got to transfer it to here and make this a fortress and dig in and get... And I just felt that today, once we got going, at least we've had a go, but we've got to have a bit more quality to give the people that we bring in the supply that is needed.
What happened with Giles Coke just before half-time? Was that tactical? Was he struggling? He didn't seem to be moving around the pitch as he normally does.
No,
was
he wasn't.
A problem there?
No, I didn't even ask. I just thought his legs had gone. He gave everything the other night. It's a long journey. We can use all that, but they've just had two long journeys as well. So it's the same team. I just felt he looked shattered, and I just thought it was the best thing to do is to bring on. We know what one thing that Semi's got an enthusiasm and an engine that's next to none. Mm. And Semi could not play for 3 months, and you could throw him on, and he'd still have the same engine. So it was about getting him in. My concern was more, I actually thought it'd be Stevie Mack that would be the one that would struggle, but he actually grew into the game, Stevie, and got better as it went along once he started to get his second wind. But it's just this big monkey on our back at the moment, just getting a second goal, and we could have got it, you know. But as I said, I think if we would have had a sharper Matty, someone who played 4 or 5 games, then I think he sticks that away, no danger.
It's into double figures now. You don't really mind, India, about the winless run. How concerning is it?
We're 6 draws. It's like 6 draws out of the 10, and a lot of them draws could have been, even the losses that we've had could have been better results. I honestly do believe there's only one game all season that we've not really been in, and that's the one against Birmingham. Even the Oval one here, we didn't play particularly well, but we were still in it and still could have won it, still had chances. So at least he dug in today, and that point, as daft as it sounds at this moment in time, that point can be a vital point, because the most important thing is not to lose it and get your confidence. But I just wish that the fans here would have got the same performance as what they saw on Tuesday, because we popped it about, we kept the ball, there was no panic. I can't even remember us kicking it out of play the other night, but today I can remember us doing it 3 or 4 times, and it's transferring that to here.
Big fortnight now, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've got to get everybody up and running. Some big games coming up, but they're all big games. But you know, they've got to keep believing, keep going, keep working hard. We've got some games coming up for the ones that haven't played, and we'll give them the training and go through all the things. Gives a bit of time to work on that quality, that ball in. But as I said, there's not 20,000 watching on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, this is when they come here, and they've got to try and find that freedom to play. But I'm just frustrated as long with everyone else.
What do you do now with Gary Medin? Can I ask you that?
Well, Gary's, as you know, has been sentenced. What we're going to do now, we're just going to have a meeting over the next few days, the chairman, and we see what is done, what is needed. He'll be suspended. You know, he was suspended, so that suspension will continue now until the board decide what is the best interest for the football club. That's what you think about. It's as hard as it is, you got to think about the football club now, because you know Gary was bought, he was money was paid for, and he's now away for 18 months, and everybody is gutted for the boy. But there'll be a big decision by the club, and now I think that will be made probably. I think they're going to appeal, so I would think they'll wait for the appeal and see what happens there.
That 18 months takes him beyond his contract, though, doesn't it?
Well, is that hopefully right? With good behaviour or whatever. I don't know. I mean, we've been concentrating on so much within the camp. It's something that we will sit down this week, and I'm sure we'll all have an input into what. But it'll be the chairman's final decision at the end of the day, what he feels at the moment. It's just sad for a young boy to be put away for 18 months.
Would you have him back?
I think it's time to sit down and decide what we do and what's best for the football club. And I'm not prepared to say anything else on that, because I don't think it's fair on the club, fair on the boy, or myself, because it's something that hasn't been discussed at great length, and that will be done this week.